Blog Talk Radio.
Worry about a hater? Not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Rolling, pocket swollen. Riding in it like it's stolen. Weeded, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got a 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a Lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero. Worry about a hate, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch man. Nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Problem come with the moles like a donut. So more weed than you years ever smoked up. Big make a choker. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure, we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. Why? That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck grinding. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till it drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane. Yelling diamond. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock knee. I'm in that hella fast whip going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean, top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck. Probably with some hoes that I just met and yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homie, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what girl is. She probably toasted. Like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign at. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What? Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Everybody, you know, like I said, you know, we are celebrating the life of Trayvon today. You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know, Reverend Al Sharpton has got so much going on around America today concerning and dealing with this this crazy verdict. You know what I'm saying? That went down the other day about Trayvon. You know what I'm saying? So tonight we're just going to. You know, we just going to celebrate his life and everything, you know what I'm saying? We got live on the air tonight, my man. Big Reese is the person that we're interviewing tonight. But tonight, you know, I want you guys to share your thoughts and how you feel about what you feel about this verdict. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you can hit me up at 347-884-8810. You know what I mean? And, you know, express your opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because it's time for us to speak out. I'm tired of things going on and we're not speaking out about it. You know what I'm saying? So this is your time to speak out. Holler at your boy Fat Man, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep you up on the current events of what's going on, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Coming up, you know what I mean? Next month in August, you know what I'm saying? It is going down all the way, you know what I'm saying? It's the VSP Hip Hop Tuesdays, you know what I'm saying? Free shows, 21 and up, 9 p.m., August 13th. Live on the air interviews and performances, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man. It's going to be live in the building. We're going to be doing a live remote. You know what I mean? Big shout-out to my man Fat Mac and the Gutter Lou, you know, Champ the Great, you know what I'm saying? Go Get It Hustlers, you know what I mean? Mac G Ziz, you know what I'm saying? Kane Dove, C-Sickness, you know what I'm saying? B-Hop and Shy Bully, you know what I'm saying? And Just Black. We got a hell of a lineup, y'all. Y'all need to, you know, holler at your boy VSO, you know, Vic VSP. I want to say VSOP. You know what I'm saying? He ain't a drink, but he be doing his darn thing. You know what I'm saying? A big shout out to my man Jeremy Lin. You know what I'm saying? In case y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's going down 9/13/2013. You know, the Volume 10 concert, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hosted by yours truly. You know, we got tickets on sale right now, only for $20. You can go to www.brownpapertickets.com. Okay. That's www.brownpapertickets.com, you know what I'm saying? And that's hosted by your boy Fat Man, you know what I mean? And also August the 11th, you know, I'll be out there once again out there in, what is that, Chula Vista, California, you know what I'm saying? For the Lolly Girls, you know, they're going to be selling barbecue plates, you know what I'm saying, car wash. They need backpacks, you know, donated. They need all types of school supplies donated, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all out there in the Chula Vista area and you're listening to me, you know what I'm saying, big shout-out to Diamond Gems out there. You know, that's one of the sponsors. And, you know what I'm saying, my man Vic VSC is definitely one of the sponsors, you know what I'm saying? So it's for the Lolly Girls, y'all. The car wash is going down, you know, which is an organization in San Diego that's geared towards helping teen girls become positive role models by helping them with much needed resources. All right, so y'all make sure that y'all participate in that and everything. You know what I'm saying? So you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. Big shout out to my man CEO Kenny Black, definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? He got a thing going on with my big girls. He's definitely got a movement going on and stuff with you models. So everybody make sure that y'all get in touch with my man Kenny Black, you know what I'm saying? So we're just doing the darn thing up in here, you know what I'm saying? You got the Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct. 210 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is hot as hell out here, you know what I'm saying? So I hope everybody's listening. If everybody's listening, anybody listening, make sure you post it on my wall. We're about to do the roll call. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's out there doing their darn thing and this, that, and the other, and representing for Trayvon Martin, because, you know, that could have been me. That could have been you. You know what I'm saying? That could have been any of us. You know what I mean? So you got to think about that, and that makes a black man think about where is his son. If any real black man got touched by that, he picked up the phone and called his son. You know what I'm saying? That's no lie.
Yeah. True.
I am smoked on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds are part-time. Bread up my top down.
Damn.
On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostrils.
guess I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real gon' miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they got. What up? Two chains and champagne, you want true, that's true enough.
Yeah.
Four bliss like, yeah, yeah, my office is my tour bus. She came through, she brought food, she got, she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us.
Damn.
Oh, that look like, what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are it is, what's her name?
What's her name?
Chances are if she was acting up, then I f*** the ones and never f*** the game.
True.
She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Need to know what that push like, so one time it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern.
Intern.
For money like I bet you. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just catch you. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back. We don't talk, talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, fuck it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real gon' miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that pipe.
I say, fuck it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real gon' miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up?
To the house, we ain't finna go eat shit. Peace to the dough, little mama. Peace, yeah. Up and down looking like new jelly. Bottles on the counter, what you need, Blue Bell? Be vicious. I'ma make her do dishes. Pull her to the couch, grab a few kisses, slap her thigh. She got my vote. No pussy get touched till my dick get tough. Easy for me, no tricky blocks. I'ma find every secret that Vicky got. No numbers needed, I forgot her name. This a fair exchange. I'm the one. To the club, this shit don't stop. Bounce in for a few to see if it's gon' pop. Grabbed a couple drinks to put myself at ease. Yanked a bad bitch, miss with black and Belize. She a dick tease, but I'm still gon' munch. That's fatter than a country, fat boy's lunch. I mean, this ain't shit, cause those I got them. I see you in the Gucci dress with the red bottoms. Titties on deck, it's on sight. Baby, what's the possibility of fucking tonight? She looked at my ice, wrist on wet. She said, I know a real nigga and I ain't missed one yet. Had the valet, bring the vet, now it's off to the season. I wanted to fuck, and she gave me a reason. Beat the brakes off the pussy until the morning sun. She looked me in my eyes and said,
you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. Live and direct from Las Vegas. Yeah, that was my man, Joey Apples, man, out of the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? Let me be the one of our locals. And then we had 2 Chainz with No Lie. But like I said, y'all, today is doing something a little different. We're going to have our people calling in. You know, big shout-out to my man, Big Reese, and big shout-out to my man, Jay. You know what I'm saying? Jay DeJean, I think, is going to be calling in, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, big shout-out to my man, Papa Dad. We're going to be getting into some of his music, too. You know what I mean? But right now, like I said, today is about, speaking out and this and the other, speaking of what's been going on with Trayvon Martin, you know what I'm saying? If I'm calling it right, you know what I mean? Because I've been following what's been going on and everything, but you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be totally honest. I really haven't been following everything that's been going on because of what's been going on. You know, this is senseless. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we all should be thinking about how to stop this violence. And that could have been anybody. That could have been me. That could have been anybody. You know what I'm saying? And now that it's getting so widespread and everything like that, it could have been anybody's daughter. It could have been anybody's son. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't necessarily have to be, a male, you know what I'm saying? It could have been a female, you know what I mean? But the thing about it is that it happened, and we need to speak about it. We need to act on it. We need to make sure that we are aware. We need to make sure that we make our children more aware of what's going on right now with this case. Don't try and hide it, you know what I'm saying? It needs to be talked about. It needs to be talked about with your children. If your children are old enough to understand what's going on, it needs to be talked about. It needs to be addressed. And especially it needs to be addressed in our local hip-hop community. You know what I'm saying? Our local artists out here, a lot of these guys are out here in these streets and dealing with security and neighborhood watch and things like that. Just on GP, you know what I'm saying? It's not that anybody's out here really trying to do anything or, you know, a lot of things get mistaken for the wrong reasons. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we as black people know that we sometimes are quick to accuse before we even know what we're accusing or what we're even talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, today's show is about speaking up and speaking on it. You know what I'm saying? We got some callers. Already we got some callers on the line. I got a call on the line, 702-5955. Yo, what's poppin'? You got your boy Fat Man. Who is this?
It's Papa Dad.
Yo, what's going on, Papa Dad? What's going on, man?
You know, I stay listening to the show. I was checking out the show, and I wanted to say a few things. I hope a lot of people is listening right now. Rest in peace to my brother. He just passed away a couple of days ago. I hear you talking about the little peace thing, and I've been trying to do a show out here in Vegas for a long time with local artists just to get this peace tour going, and a lot of people took my show idea and took my tour, and they're going along with it. So when you people see a Stop the Violence peace treaty, peace tour, I did that, and they took it. And me and Fat Man going to keep it rolling, though. Big out shots to the man's family. I don't know too much about what's going on because I've been at home, you know, stressing on my brother for passing away. I love my brother to death, and, you know, I'm just still tripping on my father's death. You know, at first it was my granny, my daddy, then my brother. So, you know, I'm going through a lot right now. But when I be listening to your show, you be kicking the facts. And right now I'm not seeing no support coming from people I supported. I don't see no love coming from people I show love to. You know what I'm saying, Fat Man? Right. I'm putting niggas on hip-hop shows. I'm putting niggas on my radio station. You don't put niggas on your radio station. We don't have to do this. You know what I'm saying? And we looking for that support back. We not asking you niggas to give us $1,000. We not asking you niggas to bring us some pussy. Only thing we want is that same support back. You know what I'm saying? So we have a big problem in Las Vegas with no support. You know, niggas is trying to kill niggas because they doing a better video or they spitting a better verse. It ain't like that where I come from. No, Fat Man, you know what's up. You from the old school.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, people got to realize, and this was something that I was looking at the other day, all this beef that is going on is necessary, is actually unnecessary, because once you sit down and ask the person, why do you have beef with that person, they can never tell you why. You know what I'm saying? And people got to realize this is music. This is music. We're supposed to enjoy creating music. We're supposed to enjoy what we do. We're supposed to enjoy what we do and give back so we can help someone that was in our same position when we started out. People forget what this is all about. No one's reaching back
anymore.
You know, no one's getting active in the community, and that's what it's about. And we got to get more active as artists in our communities, you know what I'm saying? I know you used to do some things with the homeless and things like that and everything, you know, feeding the homeless and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But let me tell you one thing, man, before I move on, man. Don't let ignorance dictate your future. Just because people want to be ignorant of what your movement and what you believe in, that's the same thing of what happened. People don't realize that's the same thing that happened to Jesus. They didn't believe in what he did. This is why they ridiculed him. This is why Jesus went on, if you want to keep it 600, this is why Jesus went on the north end of Jerusalem and hung out with everybody, because those were the people that accepted him. And this was the drug dealers and everybody else and the people that was in the neighborhoods, the people that were supposed to sit there and accept him didn't listen to him. So you got to understand, Khalil, you know, you've been sent here on a mission. You've seen it in the forefront. Now you're coming back. That's kind of like being a clairvoyant. That's like the mountaintop type of speech. You've been there, so now you're coming back to try and tell everybody, yo, this is what's going to happen. You go around that corner, this is what's going to go down, and this, that, and the other. We can't take everybody to the promised land.
Some
people are made to stay here. Some people are made to be in our lives for a second, for a moment. Some people are made to be in our lives to show us that's the shit we're not supposed to be doing. So it's a process. So don't sit there and make it seem like, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. Because don't give a damn, because you got to remember, it says it in the Bible, man will let you down every time. So we can't put our trust in man.
Yeah, it sure will.
You know
Check
what
it
I'm
out,
saying?
Batman.
So you
gotta
keep
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do.
This.
I'm gonna do one favor for Vegas. We got these tickets
What's
going
that?
On, you guys, with Volume 10. Fat Man got his
right.
tickets, and I got my tickets. Whoever calls
right.
into Fat Man Show today and say my name, say what's up to Papa Dad, and what's up to Fat Man, I will shoot you two free tickets to the show.
Exactly. That's what's going on. That's what's going down. We're going to put you on hold, man, and this and the other, and I'll be back with you in just a second. You know what I'm saying? That's my man, Papa Dad, y'all. We go, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's talking. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting more unity in our hip-hop community. I know we usually talk on this show about, you know, artists stepping their game up and this, that, and the other. But today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk about what's going on in our community. How can we make our community better? Because that could have been my son that got shot. I could be talking about my son. You know, big shout-out to my man, Papa Dad. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to his brother. You know what I'm saying? We're not on the down note today, everybody. We're on the up note. We are uplifting today. You know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking on it because don't nobody else speak on it. People talk about men don't share their feelings and everything like that. Well, I'm going to have some brothers on here, and they're going to kick some facts, and they're going to kick the ballistics, and they're going to share their feelings on what's really going on, what's really going on in the music industry, what's really going on in their life, and what direction that they're going in, you know what I'm saying? It's just a little different, and just a little twist on what I usually do, but it's all about Trayvon today. So we're showing love to my man Trayvon today. However you may do it, however, if you got to sit there in a moment of silence for 5 minutes, matter of fact, let's do that. I'm going to take one moment of silence for 5 seconds for my man Trayvon, starting right now. Rest in peace, my brother. Here's my man, Papa Dad, I Want to Be, live right here on Unsigned Hype Show. Yeah.
Oh, I want the money. Oh, I want the stars. Yeah, I want the lights, action everywhere we are. Oh, I want the world.
Trying to keep it real, but everybody shady. Back then they did want me, but now I'm number one. Everybody wanna call me. You catch me overseas, man. I'm doing shows with the greatest. Do you feel me, man? Oh. Studio every day. I started from the bottom, now a nigga will pay. It took a long time, man, but now a nigga doing nothing but the greatest thing. I got the number one song. They can love it or hate it, but I'm still on. You can catch me on that TV screen. You can hear me on the radio. I'm a music fiend. Blaze one, blaze two. The name is Papa Dad. If you wanna keep it, yeah.
Force.
What's up, Slay?
I need you to make a hit for me.
Talk to me.
Four suspects.
Who?
Busta Rhymes. Lazy Bone.
Who else?
Twister. Dazzo.
I got you.
There he go. Take the shot. Damn.
When I come and I hop and I skip and I rhyme and I dumb and I drop and I spit and I shine, hey, 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 nigga, what you really wanna do? You ain't know that I'm coming and take what's mine. Every time I come and hit you with a little bit of killer, better know that you can never see me, little nigga, while I'm at the top. I will never stop when a nigga pop. See the way I'm running and leave a nigga better. Know that when I do my thing and I bang. With a boom, with a bomb, and a bang. Everybody know that when it comes to this shit, I gotta spit, motherfucker, better crown me king. With a passion and a lot of action, see the way you grab them. How you do it? Now they wanna ask them, how my nigga smash them, see the way you have them. Drag them to it. Hey. Now they gotta know what a nigga do all day. Count bread, make a nigga wanna bounce ass when I drop heat in these streets, okay? And I hope a lot of niggas live in their clinic. It don't really matter who you wanna ask about me, cause I made a business with it. While I'm giving you the final chapter with a lot of laughter, see the way you capture. Everybody probably telling you the same shit, you don't really wanna come after. Now I suggest you listen whenever you hear that the BO in the building. Trust me, this is not the place for you to bring your children.
The BO and E, we got plenty of flaws. From Cleveland, Ohio, we rolling them balls. They told me this record was only for pros, so lady gon' get MVP, I suppose. Balls, slamming them Cadillac dolls. My story, the coldest that ever been told. Sit back while I tell it, it's time to be raised forever. I'm young and it never get old. Popping the bottle, relate when I roll. Smelling your armor, just follow your nose. We thugs on the corner from that to the sun. If you run up, get down, if I let it explode. Blow, wanna remain this road. So, homie, we smash a ride when we crash collide. Whoever don't wanna be bold, though. OG status, still got money up under the mattress. Nigga, come get it, I stick like cactus. Money so tall, them niggas, they mad. I try to come close, but they never feel mad. Just one catch us. We the masters, y'all already know how we do it on the clear. They never compare, we live on the scratches. Willing to bet you. Wanna twist and bust, nigga, come through with twist and bust. Nigga, been famous, they know how to aim it. They spit in my language, adrenaline rush. Feminine the niggas, I'm in love with rush. Back to the dust, we win in the clutch.
Coldest on the island, country or on the peninsula. Hit them with the venom and then I'ma disintegrate them and fade them. Fuck them cause I hate them, I'm hot if you not check the temperature. Made them with K-Lane, drop the bomb on them when they put me on the track anima. Show them who was out when I make them go away, commit suicide just like a phantom. Doing them, I'm about to get in them, I open the door cause I'm done with the flow. Never know how far I'll go with the flow, I'ma eat a bitch up and I hope for some more. So look at the flow and I'm never know who, you can go check the portfolio. K-Slayer just got the fuck out you and then I'ma stick them, you know we can go. I'm cold, so roll that you're cold. This be the season for niggas, the season is losing. And if you keep testing me, you could be catching the beating and bruising. What's up? Up in a new Acura, a new Panamera, or the Super Lego with the Pinot Grigio seat. I see what you niggas be hating, so the next time when you see me, don't speak. Now you know not to see me, no beat, cause I'ma kill it and murder anybody that I wanna get it winning. When I get up in it, cause I be the business, I'm a menace all the way up to the finish. Make an enemy diminish when I get up in the battle, we finna forget to be up on the block.
2010, hip hop, the shit don't stop.
Just sit through and spit some real thug shit.
What can it be? Rappers are thugging on beats, none of them keeping the street. Look at them cows, all of them wanna be bulls, none of them ready for beef. What about me? Been through the pain, sorted the lanes, keep it the same. Skillful syllables kill. Rhyming technique is impeccable still. Anybody ever wanna run up with your gun up in a hurry? Got a flurry, I'm a hunter for the come up with a bang. Better land up for the runner, so you're permanent. Spit it out, we'll live it, idiots getting it. The originator, gotta keep it gritty, keep it faded for the haters. Nigga realer for real, the all-time thriller. Ready rocker, the definite, definite, on in the cooking, the chefing it. Ooh. Taking over the world, I'm making off with your girl. Motherfucker recognize the nigga who having it. Doing what you never did, the double time, triple time president. Ain't nobody better than the resident. Screaming the crap, can't be stopped. Over the top, bringing the soul, making it pop. Got an old school banger, making do the wop. Got a Louisville slugger, making diddy bop. Ever incredible, gotta keep away ahead of you. Screaming at my niggas in the claim, doing federal. No trip, no travesty. I'm for the lick now, I'm up like anti-gravity. Spit words on the brain like charity. If hip hop was a boss, she marry me. Gotta keep it better, gotta get the bread, gotta get the butter, make it hot. You can toast for them up.
Just sit through to spit some real thug shit.
Yeah. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. 2:36 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is hot as hell out here. You know what I'm saying? But we doing it real big, y'all. This is the Unsigned Hype Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Papa Dad. You know what I'm saying? We played that song. You know what I'm saying? It was called "I Want to Be." You know what I'm saying? He just posted the music up on my wall. You know what I'm saying? And you know, don't worry, Papa Dad. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you. People are made to come into your life for certain reasons. You can't take everybody to the promised land with you. Everybody is not made to sail on your boat. You know what I'm saying? So just keep doing your thing, man. Keep God first. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head up. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we artists, we have a spiritual side to all of this, what we do. You know, if people take the time to find out what an artist really goes through and what he does to create this music and come up with these ideas and be creative and try and stay on top of the game and keep coming with new material, new shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is what the Unsigned Hype Radio Show is for, so we can get that out there so people can try and understand us just a little bit better. But then again, we really want to get this understanding in our own Unsigned Hype community, you know what I'm saying? So all my Unsigned Hype heads out there, you know what I'm saying, hit the wall, hit my Facebook wall and get on the roll call. Let me know where you at, where you representing, you know what I'm saying? And this, that, and the other. Don't sit there like a couch potato. Be a part of the game, you know what I'm saying? But we got these calls coming in. I got a call, 702-0497. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
It's Big Breeze, baby.
Yo, what's going on, man? This is the man of the hour that we've been waiting to listen to and hear from. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him live and direct, y'all, on the radio. I'm about to say in the radio, but on the radio.
Yeah.
We got my man Big Reese in the house, man. What's going on, player?
What's up, baby? You know, I want to give a shout-out to Fat Mike, first and foremost, for having me on the show. And everybody out there listening, you know, it's y'all love, baby.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. Well, listen, man, we're gonna jump into this because me and you've been talking about this interview for a minute. We've both been looking forward to it and anticipating it. You know what I'm saying? I can honestly sit here and say that I am a fan of your music. You know, I didn't hear any of your music until I went to I came up there for the little J.O. Felony fiasco that we had up there. This and the other up there, at, 702 bar. And everything. And you got up there and you did your thing, man. And you was just keeping it real, man. For a brother that's here from Las Vegas, gotta tell everybody, man, what you about, who you are. You know what I'm saying? Where you representing? You know what I'm saying? So they can get to know who Big Reese really is.
Yeah, you know, I'm from North Carolina first and foremost. You know what I mean? But I've been in Vegas for about 13 years, and I love Vegas. Absolutely adore Vegas. You feel me? It's been good to me. You know, and honestly, my style is just a testimony more than anything. It's just what I've been through, and what I'm going to talk about is what I've been through. And I'm going to just let everybody know and give them a choice, you know. You can go this way, or you can go on the other side, you feel me? And that's
right,
pretty much how it goes, you feel me?
Okay. Now, how long you been in the rap game, man? Locally, period. How long you
locally,
been in the game, period?
Local. I've been rapping for like 15 years, you know. To be honest with you, you know, and I never been a rapper. I'm just a nigga that know how to rap. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
I never really took it serious until
okay.
you know,
okay.
like until I started doing shows and so. The impact that I have on crowds, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because for some reason, you know, people tend to draw to the music, you know. They draw to what they like.
Right.
I guess they like.
Well, that's what's up. Well, listen, everybody. You know, we got my man Big Reese on the phone. Y'all make sure, tell them where they can find your music and hit you up at.
Yeah, you can hit me up anywhere at the Big Reese Show. You can look YouTube at the Big Reese Show, Facebook at the Big Reese Show, Twitter at
all
the
right.
Big Reese Show. You get what I'm saying? All you got to do is type that in. You all. You're going to hit me anywhere.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
That's BHEBIGREEZSHOW at the Big Reese
okay.
Show.
Okay. Make sure you post that on my wall, man. Post that on my wall and this, that, and the other. But right now, y'all, you know what I'm saying? With no further ado, right now, y'all, we about to get into one of Big Reese's songs. He sent me like three or four of them, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we about to get into my man Big Reese, you know what I'm saying? Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? In lieu of North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Here's my man. Big Reese, you know what I'm saying? The Big Reese Show in Muscle Game, y'all, right here on the Unsigned Hype Show, y'all, live from Las Vegas. Let's go.
She got it soft and got it. She got it soft and got it.
Hold on. Wait a minute, y'all. Wait a minute. We got a little technical difficulty. I think Big Reese only sent me 9 seconds of the Muscle Game. I don't know how that happened. But okay, then. We're going to get it in like this. Here's my man, Big Reese, and you're getting mine, okay? This is a little bit longer, so big shout-out to my man doing the damn thing. Y'all make sure y'all hit Big Reese up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all support him. He is a local cat, but right now we about to get into my man, Big Reese, and you're getting mine right here on the Unsigned Hype Show live from Las Vegas, y'all.
Yeah, 8-ball, man.
Yeah, I got 8-ball.
Well,
you don't want to pay what I'm charging for.
How much you charge then, nigga?
Yeah, sure. Name bust out, nigga.
I said again, I got that 88, nigga. What was it work like? That's what I
want to
know.
Right.
Take over
a block.
What
niggas
gonna do
with those guys? Look, I bust a 9-feet. Always a dime. But you want an 8-ball? You ain't getting mine. I bust a 9-feet. Always a dime. You want an 8-ball, nigga, you ain't getting mine.
Yeah, I run the streets all night, chasing the paper till I see the sunlight, dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight. I ain't serving no balls, I'm on the block, busting balls down the tunnel. You can wait around, I'ma get it how it comes. If you said it, nigga, then you better get it done. All white strip club is full of ones. I like to see a fat ass on the pole, scraping up her knees, but she climbing up a pole. Fat man had to get the camera on them hoes. Big Reese keep it hustling, bro.
I keep it hustling, bro.
Yeah, I bust a 9-piece, all way to dime. You want an 8-ball? He ain't getting mine. I bust a 9-piece, all way to dime. You want an 8-ball? He ain't getting mine. Now you ain't getting mine. Say you ain't getting mine, cause you ain't getting mine, cause you ain't getting mine.
I bust it down to shake, and then I shake the spot. I can't sit still, phone ringing round the clock. And every time I whip, I get great results. My game's so proper, you swear I'm smoking dope. I pull it out the jar, now watch me pack it up. I took my apron off, so watch me stack it up. So the only way I know what's up, I was down so long, but now I'm right back up. I got you coward scared, calling for your backup. It ain't about what you buy, it's how you bust it up. Your baby kinda cute, she let me bust it up. She fucked my homie too, and my nigga lack truck.
I bust a 9-piece, all way to dime. You want an 8-ball, you ain't getting mine. I bust a 9-piece, all way to dime. You want an 8-ball, you ain't getting mine. So you ain't getting mine. Now you ain't getting mine. So you ain't getting mine. Now you ain't getting mine.
I'm hustling hard, no matter how much I hate it. So dedicated, even my dreams are drug related. I'm hustling hard, no matter how much I hate it. So dedicated. Cause I'm hustling hard, no matter how much I hate it. So dedicated, even my dreams are drug related. I'm hustling hard, no matter how much I hate it. So dedicated.
I bust a 9-piece. All way to dime. You want an 8-ball? You ain't getting mine. I bust a 9-piece. All way to dime. You want an 8-ball, nigga? You ain't getting mine. You ain't getting mine. Mine. You ain't getting mine. 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 You ain't getting mine. 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 You ain't getting mine.
My boy Future, as long as my bitches love me, you know what I'm saying? That's the only that's all I worry about. That's you know, right now that's all you really need to worry about, you know. Because when you get down to it, you know, as long as you got some good push and alcohol, you got some down bitches that you can call. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what I would do without y'all. But I'm a ball till I fucking fall.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Mike
Wilson. I got some down bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Gangsta,
yeah,
Ricky,
as long as my bitch love me,
yeah.
I could give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitch love me,
yeah.
I could give a fuck by no nigga as long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Little tune shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Fuck with me and get about it. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head. Even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want. And fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit. At that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad. I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come. And don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some down bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Real nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy money, we codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat this dick. Call that breakfast and beer. 69.96, I feel a heartbeat. Chest to chest with this bitch. Now turn around, face down. I'm arresting this bitch. Yeah, all my bitches love me. And I love all my bitches. But it's like soon as I come to my senses. And I would say these old names. But then I would be snitching. And these haters try to knock me. But they can't knock me off the hinges.
Cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some down bitches I can call.
And
I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck, bro.
I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. Getting ass on skank, yeah. I lost a few good bitches, met some more bad bitches, and I be schooling them niggas. Pose for your class picture, and I kiss my ass if you hate. I'm getting ass on skank.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some down bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no
nigga
long as these bitches love me.
My bitches love it. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, y'all. Big shout out to my man Big Reese. You know, you ain't getting mine. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his damn thing. Big shout out to my man. Y'all make sure that y'all hit him up. You know, on Facebook and support my man, y'all. We got to keep supporting our local cats. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Khalil Brown. You know what I mean? That's doing his damn thing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get me and Khalil Brown is putting together a Stop the Violence show tour. You know, Khalil's been putting it together for a minute. He asked me to come along with and come aboard and try and help him out so we can really get this popping. So to all my artists out there, you know, we're going to get together and put together a Stop the Violence show, Stop the Violence tour, you know what I'm saying, because we got to bring this violence to a halt. And the only way we can do it is for all the local artists to come together and make a stand. And if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So I do believe that we need to come together in the artist community and be heard, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man Drizzle Mac, you know what I'm saying? He's on the line and this, that, and the other. I don't know if I'm picking up your number, bro. I don't know. Maybe he's calling me from a different number. But big shout-out to my man Drizzle Mac. He's on the roll call. Big shout-out to my girl Shelly Williams. She said she wasn't going to call in, but I know she might be listening. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to her, you know what I mean? Big shout-out to my girl Deborah. Got it going on, Davis Payton. She's doing it real big. And big shout-out to my man Da Vinci. Y'all make sure y'all check for him. He's got a movie coming out real soon, you know what I'm saying? Of course, to my man Jeremy J. Lynn, you know what I'm saying? We're doing the Volume 10 concert, you know what I'm saying? The next caller that calls in and mentions, you know what I'm saying, and gives a shout-out to my man Khalil Brown is going to get two tickets to the Volume 10 concert, you know what I'm saying, in September 13th, all right? So we doing it real big. Big shout-out to my man Kenny Black. We got the BBW Rock the Runway Magic. I'm sorry, y'all, I'm real tongue-tied right now. But at the Magic Convention, we're doing the fashion show, and we're looking for all the plus-size models, you know what I'm saying? And right now he's got a photo shoot, a free photo shoot going on right now. So y'all make sure y'all hit your boy Fat Man up on the wall and everything, find out what's going on and everything. We're going to get back to my man, Big Reese, and everything like that. Yo, Big Reese, what's going on, man?
What's going on, baby?
It's all good, man. So tell us, what was the inspiration behind the song, You Ain't Getting Mine?
You know, it's a misconception out there that, like, you know, a lot of people go as soon as they act like they ain't never been at the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's where my story coming from. You know,
okay.
The struggle of being at the bottom, that's the realness of the game. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, kind of expound on that, man, because everybody has a story, you know what I'm saying, and everything. What makes your story different from anybody else's?
You know, my story, and I said I'm any different from anybody else, you get what I'm saying? I just got a story that needed to be heard. For all these young gentlemen out there that think that you just come out slaying birds and you get rich, and you open that door, mm-hmm. you open the door for everything, you know?
Right.
Everything, and hyenas take down lions, you get what I'm
okay.
saying? So
right.
no matter how big and how hard you is, and these streets, it's real.
Right. Okay. Well, listen, man, kind of, because we get a lot of young listeners and everybody and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Kind of tell everybody what it was like, you know, growing up between North Carolina, Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Growing up to even attach to earn a name, Big Reese, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Showtime.
You know what? The name Big Reese was given to me by my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Because my rap name was always Aries. So
okay.
they just cut the air off, start calling me Big Reese, you know?
Okay.
Lord, I had a great youth, you know what I'm saying? Everything
mm-hmm.
happened for a reason. I love why it happened. I ain't no felon. I ain't never been to prison. I always stand my ground. I'm going to take my fade, whatever, you feel me? That's
right.
what it is to be Big Reese. You got to have a mind like a king, an educated king,
right.
fucking with me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not going to sit back there like no hooligan. I don't need the loudness around me. I don't get turned up. I'm a man, I'm a family man right now, you feel me? I just
okay.
got a story. It needs to be heard, you feel me?
Right. Okay. Well, that's understandable. I want to ask a question, man, that I usually ask a lot of the local cats, you know what I'm saying, to get the feedback, you know, with me being out here and doing this radio and this, that, and the other. A lot of people don't even know that I got CDs and things out. You know, I'm about to start performing again at some of these venues and things like that. Kind of tell me, how do you feel about the acceptance of hip hop and the shows and the unity in our community? You know what I'm saying? It's being an artist and things like that. I know out here, you know, people got different views. You know, me personally, I think the local artists community and venues, I think everybody's kind of full of shit because people want to hate on one another and there's no unity in none of this. I mean, how do you feel about that?
You know, fortunately, what happened with the J.O. Felony thing was just awesome, and good people got to meet good people, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But every situation ain't like that. But, you know, these shoddy promoters and shit, man, y'all just need to get your shit together. Y'all want y'all
right.
money at the end of the day. We want ours, too. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, it just brought everybody together. Shout out to J.O. Felony. Shout out to Sly Cat, Spider Lope. You feel me? We always do our local thing, man. It's all love in the community. The community just
right.
don't come out to support. You get what I'm saying? If there was more
mm-hmm.
people out there supporting and just not talking, you know, you can't just sit in the studio and make songs and don't be a part of something. You know,
right.
you got to get out there and you got to support people so they'll support you back, because you can't do it by yourself.
No. It takes a team to be successful. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It takes a team to be successful. You know what I mean? So
everybody's
going to
keep rolling this, you know?
I'm telling you on that, Big Reese. Well, listen, man, my thing is, man, I really appreciate you taking the time out to call in and everything like that. You know what I'm saying, man? One last question, man. If there was a, I know it's a lot of, like I said, we get a lot of younger cats and a lot of our youth that listen to this show to try and get their pointers and get their set game up and this, that, and the other. If there was a young kid out there, man, that was, you know, want to get or want to try and following your footsteps. If you had someone that wanted to follow in your footsteps, what type of advice would you give them to get started first?
You know, I wouldn't even corrupt a young mom with trying to be like Reese. I would push them to be more like Dr. King or something like that. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, okay. I would tell them this right here. I could have been a lawyer, but look what I am right now, you feel me?
Right. Okay.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Listen,
I should
have
stayed in school, man. You know, it's more promising things. Stay in school, do what's right, listen to your mama, and be a child, because you're going to miss those times when it's gone, man. That's what I tell them.
Okay, well, man, usually on this show, man, I usually, you know, you get the artists and this, that, and the other, they get hyped up and they want to spit a 16, man. You got a hot 16 to spit real quick, man, before we close out.
Yeah, let's go.
Go ahead.
Ready? I grind
yeah.
so hard, I don't sleep for days, up all night because I'm getting paid, while you all boot up and getting laid. I'm focused on eating steak. I ain't no punk, so don't reach for the chain. You must want to catch one to the brain. I want the paper, nigga, fuck the fame. I'm true to myself, you go against the grain. I'm still in the kitchen, cooking cane. I can't sit still, I'm hyper, man. I jump my ass in the cipher, man, and smoke till a nigga hyper in her leg. So fuck that, I won't bend the break. I'm living life fast, let me pump my brakes. These crackers out here ain't cutting brakes. Fingers getting numb, let me take a break. I bust it all down and sell the shake. You fuck with my bread, I'ma make the earthquake beneath your feet. That's 1.5 beneath the sheets. Just watch you top it off when the niggas steep. Cause I got meals like that nigga meat. Made a grip of money last week, but I gotta re-up one more time. It's time to hit the block, just one more grind. That's on that single all day, man. You know you gotta play that for your boy, baby.
Yo, that was my dude, man. That's my man, Big Reese. I'll make sure y'all hit him up on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? SoundCloud, the whole nine yards. If y'all just go to my wall and get his information and everything, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Big Reese, man, I really appreciate you taking the time and everything. But one thing, I can't let you go just yet. I got one more question to ask, because this is what this show was about, and I have to get your point of view on it. I need your point of view on this Trayvon Martin case. What are your thoughts? What are your concerns as a black man and as a black parent?
As a black parent, you know, I got four girls and one boy, man. So I got five kids, bro. And I love all my kids dearly, right? I couldn't imagine being in you know, his mom's shoes. Shout out to his mom, R.I.P. Trayvon, you know. In retrospect to the whole situation, honestly, unity in numbers, as we come and we unite, you know, we become stronger than the government. Fighting each other is what they want. That's why they got us out of fighting each other and they making decisions like that. If you listen and you look, that's how wrong feel. So if we stay united, then we can stop this war they're trying to create. You get what I mean? And that's real talk. It ain't Zimmerman's fault. It ain't Trayvon's fault. It's the system. And they create situations like this purposely and have us against each other. You know what? I'm African American, but if I went to Africa, they wouldn't accept me. I'm an American. I believe in the American system, but I also believe in the black man. And honestly, we got to unite. And if we unite, we can overgrow. We can overthrow all these corrupt people and get some real politicians in there, you know, if they can't strengthen numbers.
Your input, man. We as artists, we have to get more involved in our communities, man. That's real talk, because we have to make a difference. We have to come together. If we can't come together, then we're proving everybody right. And you wonder why we can't get these venues that we want. You wonder why certain shows go a certain way. I give a big shout out to Sly Cat, too, because Sly Cat gets in the spots that other people can't get into, and he gives the avenue and he gives the platform for us local cats and artists to get up there and flex their talent. I just wish that the artists would be more creative in what they're flexing. Everybody ain't coming to see somebody bang or gang bang, or everybody ain't trying to, like you said, everybody ain't trying to get turnt up and, you know, let's blaze and this, that, and the other. What happened to making just good music? We up in the club. Do you ever notice, Big Reese? We be up in the club, and we never hear artists do club music. We hear street music, shit for the mixtape. But when we up in the club, people want to party and pop bottles. Them women that's coming up in there that's trying to support us, they want to get up and dance and twist their ass and this, that, and the other. How many times you have seen us have these shows locally, and how many times you have seen people get on the dance floor?
You know what? In between sets, shout out to DJ Rafiki's show. My bad, DJ. He's a great man. That dude is awesome. He get the crowd pumped up. He does it right every time, you know. So in between sets, when you have a chance, you know. Then before you go on, you know, it hypes the crowd up real good. But almost every time I go up, I see the crowd get on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's almost every show. It's major support in that system, fucking with Sly Cat and Spider Love. Real talk.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna make sure I link up with him, man, because we've been talking about doing some things and taking it to the next level and everything, and start getting some interviews and some portfolios filled up and this, that, and the other. These artists got to know how to network and put their press package together. They got to put their package together. You're doing all these shows and all these performances and not capturing your performance and not taking it home and editing it and putting it on your website. Half of these artists don't even have a website yet. It's time to step their game up, and it's time to do it right, because if you ain't going to do it, somebody else going to do it, and they're going to overlook your ass. Simple as that.
Real talk.
But I appreciate you calling in, Big Reese, man. And if you need your boy Fat Man, you know I'm here. And the unsigned hype show, man, has your back to the fullest, man. We're going to make sure that we keep putting some spin on you getting mine. You ain't getting mine. You know what I'm saying?
I just emailed you that Muscle Game song one more time so you can get it. You know what I'm saying? Just in case, you know, look out for that.
All right, dude.
Look out for the Dope Boy Music mixtape. You get what I'm saying? You know, I haven't started on the album yet. Just did me a little mixtape, you know. And you know, I've been getting good reviews on the mixtape, you feel me? I need somebody to host it. Holler at me. Anybody hosting. Fuck with your boy.
You're talking to a radio personality, so we just need to get together and holler and talk about that.
Yeah, big that.
You know what I'm saying? But y'all make sure y'all hit my man Reese up, let him know what's popping and this, that, and the other. Reese, man, we enjoyed you being on the show, man, and I will make sure that I'll be in touch with you, man, by the end of the week.
That's what's up, baby.
That's what's going on, man. Keep it 600,
now,
man.
So I want to give a shout-out to my babies, too, you know what I'm saying? I got Boogie. We got Lele. We got Zakira. We got Ariana. Shout-out to my baby, Sky. My son, Genesis, you know what I'm saying? I love everybody. Shout out to T Baby. You feel me? Shout out to everybody out there who living life, who's too tired of just making everybody else rich. Let's get on some real corporate shit, man.
That's what's going on. Like from the immortal words of my man Big Reach, y'all. He say we gotta rise up and come together so we can stop all this bullshit. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is the Unsigned Hype Radio Show, man. Rise up.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. Small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history. This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause disruption. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up. Rise up. When they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up. When they look at me and only see color. Rise up. For the struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make it. Rise up. All the caskets that I sold to late. Rise up. This time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. Black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall, rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras, cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough. Put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that? Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, this time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. And each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, and that's you. The important thing is this.
up. When they look at me, you know they see color.
Rise up.
So the struggle ain't all the single mothers.
Rise up.
We all need to
rise up.
All my people
rise up.
When they told me that I wasn't gonna make it.
Rise up.
All the caskets that I sold to break.
Rise up.
It's time we unify and cause them all mayhem.
Rise up.
We all need to
rise up.
All my people
rise up.
Alabama.
Rise up.
Louisiana.
Rise up.
New Orleans,
rise up.
Everybody,
rise up.
All my people,
rise up.
California,
rise up.
Oklahoma,
rise up.
Dakota,
rise up.
Seattle,
rise up.
The world,
rise up. You know what I'm saying? I'm signing out out there in Orlando, Florida. That's his song, Rise Up. Big shout out to my man out there. Big shout out to my man, Big Reese, that was on the show. You know what I'm saying? I had to play that song because, you know, my man, he was letting people know. He was definitely dropping some knowledge. So right now, we're about to get into this next call. I got my man on the phone. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, I got my man on the phone, and he's been sitting here for a little bit. You know what I mean? But we're about to get into and see what he's doing. He hit me up on Facebook. It was like, yo, big homie, holla at your boy, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know, he got his thing popping, you know what I mean? He sent me a bunch of shit on my fucking instant message, and it said, yeah, but he goes by the name of Drizzle Mac and everything. Is this who I got on the phone? Hello?
Nah, this is Reality Design.
This is Reality Design. Okay, then. All right, then. This is Reality Design. Okay, is this my man Jay?
Nah, this Reality, Fat Man. This Reality.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I called you Reality Jay DeJour, Jay DeJean, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So this is my man Jay. What's going on, Jay?
All right.
What's going on, my bro?
All right, just chilling. And you?
Man, I can't call it, man. I had somebody else that was supposed to be on the phone, and this said, and the other, he's sending me a blank-ass number. I don't know who the hell he's calling and everything like that. But, look, check this out, man. You know what I'm saying? I know me and you been going back and forth, man, on the Facebook tip, and this said, and the other. You said you just touched down out here. You know what I mean? You've been getting it in. You know what I'm saying? You've been doing a little bit of everything, man. Kind of tell everybody what it is that you do to give them an idea. So then that way we can squash the myth so we won't be guessing and shit.
No doubt. What it is what I have is an entertainment company that's overall fills in everything that you need from the studio, from the photography, from the video. So, I mean, once you get a chance to come in, even if you want your gear done, we do that as well. I mean, you know, it's like a one-stop shop. You want to come in, do your song. While we're doing your song, we'll be making your shirt. You know, as soon as you get done doing your song, you're ready to click up and take your shots, we can shoot your photos. If you want to do the video here, or you want to leave somewhere else and shoot it, we can shoot the video. I mean, it's like whatever you need. It's an all-in-one entertainment company.
Okay. So, how long you been in business?
Well, actually, I just came down here and started the business. Before then, I was working with some people that was in Michigan, and we was just, you know, basically promoting shows and, you know, bringing entertainers down, but I just decided to do my own thing. So right now, as of now, it's been a little less than a year.
Okay. Well, listen, while you've been talking, I've already gotten a hit on Facebook from my man Khalil. He said he's looking for a video man, so I'm gonna make sure that I make that connection between you guys, man, so y'all can go on ahead and get this popping and everything like that, man. So kind of explain to everybody, man, what is it that you're trying to do out here in Vegas? Because I know you're trying to do something a little different out here in Vegas.
Yes, sir. What I'm trying to do is basically, you know, give an open opportunity to broadcast the West Coast just all the way through. Like I say, the West Coast has always been popping. And I should say not the West Coast, but Las Vegas. You know, Las Vegas is, you know, it hasn't got that spark. So I came down and I wanted to, you know, help push it out there, you know, because like I say, I got some connections here and there. So if I can come together with, you know, a lot of these artists out here and we can all get together, I may be able to push that exposure out where it's needed.
Okay. Okay. All right. And that's what brothers need is exposure and this and the other. What do you feel that brothers are missing when they present themselves to you? When they want to do these videos and they, you know, they got the good ideas, but you know they just can't, their presentation just don't make it, just don't fill it for you. What are brothers missing that they need to step their game up on? When they're not just presenting it to you, presenting it to any videographer that's going to put their story on screen.
Well, basically, you know, it all boils down to your promotion. I mean, you definitely want to have the right type of promotion going on, you know. And but before, you know, the promotion, you want to make sure you have the right type of quality. Quality is so important. I mean, you know, a lot of these guys are, I mean, they tight, hands down, you know, they rocking it, but it's just the quality is missing from that. And to be known out here and to really be seen and to be on, you definitely need that quality. Not just, you know, through music, but also through the video. That's where they have somebody just, you know, sitting there, you know, still and just can't even move from the screen. Just like, that's what's up. And that's important, you know. That's how you get recognized. You know, that's one thing that's important to me. As looking at a lot of artists or whoever doing their thing, I want to basically make sure that it's something I can throw in my car and it's banging like that. It's clear. It's everything is on point in the video.
Okay.
You got to see this.
Okay. Okay. So basically, I'm sorry, Shig. I got people calling me while I'm doing my damn show. Y'all quit calling me while I'm on the show and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm doing my damn radio show.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, man. So basically, what you're trying to say, Jay, is that I mean, you basically broke it down. But basically, what you're trying to say is that artists has to make an investment in themselves now.
Definitely. That's the only way. Otherwise, it's going to be something. It's going to be a hobby, a project. But I mean, you need something that if you're serious about it, you know, you have to go all in. That's just what it is.
Right. Because scared money don't make no money.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So listen, man. My thing is, I know you've been here for just a little bit. What do you think that the local scene in Las Vegas is missing? The local artist scene. What do you think is missing? What do you think it needs to breathe life back into it?
I feel like definitely more, you know, features from other people, other entertainers out here, you know, just more creative ideas and whatnot, you know, and I think that definitely could shed some light, you know, saying into Las Vegas and letting them know, because I, like I say, I'm listening to them. They got it. It's out here, definitely.
Okay.
It's just they need to link up with the right people and get it popping on that real tip. I'm seeing some of the things, you know, saying it may be this, but hands down, it's running out here. I'm loving that.
Right. We're trying to link up
with a company that's going to make sure it's getting represented right.
Right. Okay. So are you trying to say that you believe in the saying is not what you know, is who you know?
Oh, you know, definitely. You know, connections is the key.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what's up. Well, my thing is, did we kind of go over all what you do?
Well, basically, that would even be all, because I still have DJing services, you know, and I'll be looking for people that's willing to take on these jobs. Like, you know, it's basically I'm your man that you come to, and I'm going to put it in your hands, and you go out and, you know what I'm saying, make it happen, and we're going to count the bread up together, you know what I'm saying? So I got DJ services going on. I'm looking for more photographers, you know what I mean, more engineers. I'm looking for artists to work with so I can put together some, like I say, and push behind good artists, great artists. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Okay.
Looking for the models. You know, come holler at your boy. Like I say, website up. That's www.authenticforlife.com. Check that out. You know, or Facebook me. You know, CEO John. You know, holler at your boy. Like I say, it's no doubt. If you ain't heard of me yet,
now explain that. Explain that to me. Explain that because I've been seeing that logo. Explain CEO. What's the name of it again?
John. That's who I am. You know.
Okay.
My last name, you know, saying John Johnson. I'm a Johnson representing Johnsons out there, you know. So that's where the John come from at. In reality, that's my alias. That's where I go from. That's reality, which is real. And authentic is what the company, that's how we keeping it all day long.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, man, just before you get up out of here and everything like that, I want to get your thoughts on this Trayvon case and you being, I don't know if you have any children, but you just being a black man, period.
Yeah.
You know, what are your thoughts, man? What are your thoughts, man? Keep it 100, man. We ain't worried about, you know, ain't no tender ears on this radio show, man. We all adults.
Yeah.
So.
No doubt. My thought on that Trayvon is shouts out, you know what I'm saying, to the Martin family. You know, rest in peace, Trayvon. I feel that no matter what, man, we still in them chains. We still slaves. So, I mean, it ain't no secret, and I don't ever think we should always feel just because, you know, we get a little leeway that we free. You know, they still got control. It's going to be what it is, you know. We'll never be equal, period.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we just have to watch our step out here. You know, because we know it's bold, you know. And like I said,
right.
You know, just keep, stay focused and try to be positive because all that, you know, living wild and you know, it only going to last so far. It's time to step the game up, and that's what I call myself doing. You know, I've been a person that lived like this, lived like that. It's time to step it up and become CEOs, start your own business. If you don't know how, holler at me. I can teach you a little something of what I know. I ain't no hater. I want to help my people. And I think that's what
right.
again is teaching, you know, saying the black men and sisters out here on how to, where to aim, where to start, you know. And that's the thing,
right.
you know, that black people, we don't help each other try to get ahead, and that got to stop, you know. And
right.
one more thing I got to say is a lot of people is upset with George Zimmerman killing Trayvon, but at the same time, we killing ourselves. So now let's not be mad at Zimmerman. Let's wake up ourselves and stop all that. Because it ain't cool. No one has nothing to say when we doing it to each other every day. But when someone else do it, we get mad. Now, that don't make any sense to me. So we need to step it up, man. And we all we got. Because ain't nobody else fighting for us. We all we got.
Right.
So let's get it together.
Right.
Let's link up and let's win. Because we the ones with the most talent. Let's do it.
Well, that's why we're currently me and my man Khalil. I'm gonna make sure that I make that connection because Khalil is needing some video work done and everything. He's been sitting here hitting me up on Facebook. But this is one of the things that we're gonna bring to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? We got to bring this unity back together. You know, people wonder why I wear this car chain around my neck. You know what I'm saying? They think it's a fashion statement. It's not a fashion statement. I'm letting people know that the struggle that we've been through from years, that we're still in chains. They brought us over here in chains, and we still haven't broke the chain yet. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I made another post. A black man's life in America is not worth shit, especially a young black male is not worth shit. And the media just showed us that by letting this boy die in the situation that it was with a pack of Skittles and a pop in his hand. You know what I'm saying? And you wonder why we rebel the way we do and we react the way we do to certain things. People need to educate themselves. They think we're making fashion statements. No, I'm making a life statement when I wear that chain around my neck.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So on that note, man, big shout out to my man, Reality J. You know what I'm saying? He's calling in, man. Make sure you post your stuff on my wall right now and everything, so we can make sure that we
make a post on it and get everybody heading to your page and everything, you know what I'm saying? Because we want to make sure that we support you just as much as you support us, you know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
Big shout out to my man Jay, who called in, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Yeah, man, post that to my wall, and I will make sure that I get in touch with you after the show, man, so we can get together, because I'm also needing some video work done. And we're going to get this popping, man. We're going to get this popping, you know. The Magic Convention is coming up. You're going to have my man, you know what I'm saying, Reality J and Fat Man circulating. We're going to be into everything. We're going to interview everybody. We're going to be up in the sauce. We're going to be outside. We're going to be up in the hotel room. Y'all never know where y'all might see my man Reality J and Fat Man, especially if he got a camera. So y'all just look out. The Magic Convention is coming up. You know what I'm saying? So we really about to get this in, man. We really about to get this in.
Right on. That's what it is.
All right? That's what it is, man. So big shout out to you, man, and I will make sure that I holler at you before when I get off this show, all right?
That's what's up. In a minute.
That's what's up, man. 600. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all, that was my man, Reality J, y'all. Y'all know how we get down. Y'all know how we do. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big out here. Y'all make sure that y'all check him out on his Facebook page. If y'all need any type of video work, you know what I'm saying, editing, you know what I'm saying, DJs. He's just an entertainment hub, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all link up with him. I'm going to make sure that my man Khalil hooks up with him so we can get these videos shot. And I'm going to make sure that my man Big Reese hooks up with him so we can come out there when he perform it and get these video footage or get this footage or get it up on YouTube so we can go viral. You know what I'm saying? If anybody can do it, we can do it. Y'all don't forget that. You know what I mean? You've been put here for a reason. Black man been put here for a reason. Make it happen. You may have to make it happen at your own pace. And that's what you need to do. You can't make it happen like with everybody else. You know what I mean? You have to make it happen at your own pace. So, you know what I'm saying? You can't have no worries, nothing like that, because I'm down for my own ones, and I'm down for my for my homies. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Let's go.
Look me in my face. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries.
Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait, or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go, told them don't even plate it. And we never talked too much after I blew up, just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I texted and told her I made it, and that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I texted and told her I love it, and right after texting and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. There's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell. We've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fucked your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met later that night after my session. She came over, I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her, and so I did. But that was last month, and now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me, and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same, and I wish she wasn't married. Promises,
I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation, but interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, alright, oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. It sound like 007.
Here, that was my man Gold Everything. It's my man Trinidad, you know what I'm saying? We was getting into that before that. That was my man Drake with Hell Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man that called in, you know what I'm saying? Let me get this right, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to jack his name up or anything like that there. CEO Zon, you know what I'm saying? You want to hit him up at www.authenticforlife.com. All right, that's Authentic For Life Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Specializing in all things entertainment. So y'all make sure y'all hit him up. Tell him that the Fat Man sent you, you know what I'm saying? And for everybody out there listening, when you want to send your music in, you need to send it to unsignedhype2013@yahoo.com, all right? That's unsignedhype2013@yahoo.com, all right? Y'all make sure y'all hit me up. Let me know what's going on. Right now, we got my dude on the line. You know what I'm saying? He's been holding on for a minute, you know what I mean? I had to holler at him, I introduced him the last time and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to make sure that I do it right this time. You know, last time it was the wrong motherfucker that I had on the line and this and the other. But right now I got my dude on the line, you know. Big shout out to Vegas, you know what I'm saying? 100 Round Gang and everything. They doing it real big out here, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Give it up to my boy, man, Drizzle Mac in the building.
Yes,
you
sir,
know what
yes,
I'm
sir.
Saying? So what's going on, man?
Oh, man, just same old man, maintaining, man, trying to stay on the grind, you know, make good music, man.
Man, that's what's up, man. Well,
yes, sir.
I know you had hit me up and everything, and you was telling me what you had going on, you know what I'm saying, and right now, you know what I'm saying, you got a lot of stuff going on. Kind of explain to everybody what you got popping right now.
Man, I'm just really, man, just working on putting out a new single right now. You feel me?
Okay.
And pretty much,
okay.
No mixtape, just trying to single, trying to break a break a nice song.
Okay, and is that the new single? I Live Dollar Signs featuring.
That was one I'm live with Dizzy Wright and my man Dollar Sign Green. You feel me?
Okay.
All right.
So, gotta tell everybody, man, what Drizzle Mac is about. You know, how did Drizzle Mac come about?
Oh man, Drizzle Mac, man, the name is playing itself. You feel me, man? Just laid back, cool, down to earth, man. You know, man, I like to party, have fun, Sand City life, man. You know, pretty much, man, that's how
okay.
I go, you know.
Okay.
Make good music,
well, how long
good music, man.
How long you been in the music game?
Oh, man, since junior high, I've been doing this for about 10 years, man.
Okay.
Started in middle school, man. I got serious in high school, though.
All right. Now, I see you was, you're from Louisiana.
Tallulah,
okay.
Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long you been out here in Vegas?
I came out here like in 2000 high school.
Okay.
I'm out here high school.
Okay. So you've been out here for about 13 years, huh?
Yeah.
It's about the same time I've been out here. So listen, let me ask you, man. What do you feel that the Las Vegas unsigned artist scene is missing?
I wouldn't be negative on that, man. Everybody just got to continue, man, just doing what they're doing, working, you know, and a little unity coming together, and it's going to come together.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel that there is a lot of unity in our unsigned artist community out here in Las Vegas?
Say that again.
I said, do you feel that there is a lot of unity in our unsigned artist Las Vegas community? Hello. I done lost my man. He took a deep breath, and I don't know. He passed out. I don't know what happened or anything like that. He's like, yo, what happened? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Call back, bro. Call back. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all, we gonna take a break and pay some bills and this and the other. You know what I mean? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do this, man. We just it's about the boss bitch swag. Big shout out to my girl Rashida. She going through a lot of shit on Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? She's going through a lot of bullshit on Love and Hip Hop. So big shout out to Rashida. We gonna get into her song. You know what I'm saying? Boss Bitch Swag right here on Unsigned Hype Radio.
Okay, so due to overwhelming requests, I shall bring to the world Boss Bitch Swag. Let's go. This group right here is my bag. All the hits right now are mad. Everybody pay attention, cause this right here is my Boss Bitch Swag.
I don't know if I can remember the question when he's getting ready to answer, but I think I was asking you something like, what does the unsigned artist community need? What type of life do we need breathe? What type of life do we need put back in the community?
Well, keep it 100. It really was never no life really put into it. You know, it's really no. We really don't have no record companies out here just really for artists in Vegas for one. No major role models for us DJs, no artists to set the standards for just hip hop in Vegas naturally. You know, it's no coach.
Right.
Everything is it's really all over.
Right. Okay. So what do you think we need to do to bring some life into it? What do you think we need to do? I mean
everybody just needs to just keep grinding, you know, just doing whatever you do, man, and really just keep God first, and it's gonna come together.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what's up. Well, tell everybody, man, what you got coming up. I mean, is anything getting ready to drop? Where they can go find you at? All of that.
You can check me out on Facebook, Drizzle Mackin. That's Drizzle Mackin, MackinG. Twitter, Mackin. Same thing, Drizzle Mackin. YouTube, Drizzle Mackin. Everything, Drizzle Mackin. This project I did with my man, Rockstar D, D Money from 97.5, Rockstar Status. Y'all can check that out too, man. I stay posted it on Twitter, Facebook, free downloads, everything, man.
Right. Okay, okay, okay. Well, listen, man, you make sure whenever you get your stuff started to get in pack, dropping and packing and pack yourself, you make sure you post it on the wall, on my Facebook wall, my brother. We're going to keep on that. We're going to keep this macking going, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and networking, you know what I mean? And just know that Unsigned Hype Radio, man, out of Las Vegas, man, got your back. We support you 100%, all right?
And I'm CJ, what you doing, man, and I'm following what you're doing, man, all the way, for real.
All right then, man. I shot you the email, man. Make sure you send your music to that email, man, so I can get you uploaded and we can get you playing next week.
Okay, man, I got you.
All right?
All right, bros. One love.
All right, dude. All right. All right, dude, man. Keep it up, man. Keep the grind up, man. Let us know what you're doing,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Keep it 600, all right?
All right, man.
All right, dude. 600, man. That was my man, Drizzle Mackey, you know what I'm saying, because he's going to keep it macking, like he said, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, big shout-out to him. He is definitely doing his damn thing. He hit me up and was like, yo, can I get this, you know, can I get on and everything? And I try and put everything, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? So I try and help a little bit of everybody, you know what I'm saying, get on and everything. So big shout out to him, man. You got to seize the opportunity when it is offered to you, y'all. So listen, y'all, we're going to keep this pushing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it fly. You know, we out here. It's 3:48 out here. It is hot as hell out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. We just going to keep this pushing with my man Shooter Mac in the intro right here on Unsigned Hype Radio.
Yeah. Life EMT. Mac. It's my turn now, let me talk to him for a minute. Let's go. Yeah, they say the ladies love Shooter Mac. Catch me riding in the Lex coupe or the Cadillac. Yeah, they be like, man, you got your swagger back. Till them style jackets come around and they swagger jack. You other rappers, hella cabbage patch. Me a Tootsie Roll, smooth flow, no acrobat. Yeah, they say the one and only Mac is back. Fresh from my head to my toes, no cracker jack. And she on my hip like a fanny pack. I don't wanna stick it, if I do, you won't get her back. And she know you other niggas have to Mac. Me, I get live, no camera, but I'm action packed. Yeah, they be like, Shooter, why you packing that? Cause I don't trust these hoes, keep calm, this boy in hella max. And for all you haters acting salty jack, pump a leaf him up, no belts, call it hacky sack. Yeah, I put it down on the kitty cat, sweat from the sex, skin slap, sound like pity pack. You niggas too silly jack, spitting hella old bar, passing the hood boy, me I got a gold car. Fuck boy, I go dummy hard, hoes going loco, lyrics bring the pain, got the game in the chokehold, out in Acapulco, fucking with them foreign bras, blowing hella dro, brim low, and my foreign cars. I fuck with them porn stars, groupies and the misfits, born in the fade, so you know I'm on some pimp shit. Niggas get a big whiff, cryptochrona cutter like, and a light lean, so I'm fucking with that purple Sprite. You niggas ain't living life, me I'm trying to cash a check, extra mouth to feed, so excuse me if I'm spazzing, man. You niggas ain't got the plan, you can check the context. This the new West, first and 10, no option. Goon and the goblin, and I'm making hoes down. If you want your wife, then I suggest don't bring that hoe round. I could go a whole round, tossing out all kind of balls. Swagger like my dick, and my stomach, all kinds of laws. I know I be spurging hard, gotta kick my feet up. Chain in the winter, hella cold like the freezer. I be on them beaches, shorts and a beater. Chubby ass nigga, but these hoes wanna freak them. I be messing sheets up, girls love my swagger, man. Niggas always hate, so what? I'm cashing in, these tracks I be damaging. Got me looking good now, ain't gotta keep a banger. Get love in the hood now, I be gripping wood now. Women fuck me good now, still stay strapped, all black, hoodie down. No, I ain't a dope boy, I'm a corporate thug bitch. And life ENT, pick me up, be chillin' shit.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get fucked up. Let's do it. Ha ha. LMFAO, you know it. Let's.
say a big shout out to my man Khalil Brown out there. Y'all just know how I do it. I like to keep it hyped up and everything like that. But we're going to get some last words from my man, from my bro, Khalil Brown. And this said the other man, I was wanting to ask him his thoughts on the Trayvon Martin case, man. So kind of tell everybody, man, what you think about that.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I didn't know nothing about it until today because I've been so focused on my music and, you know what I'm saying, and my family. But my heart goes out to his family. And the only thing I can say is, you know, life is crazy. You never know what's going to happen. So be happy and be blessed to wake up. You know, a lot of people didn't wake up today. You know, so,
right.
You know, I just want to let my brothers know, man, we got to, before you kill somebody, just try to think, you know, go a different route.
Right.
And,
right.
And from that coming from me, you know what I'm saying, that's good because back in the day, if you say anything to me, I ain't finna say nothing. I'm gonna go get my pistol and I'm finna come see you. But
right.
Now this is, it's a different time. When you get older, your mind wise up and your heart changes. So all my brothers out there, just go a different route. And if you can't go a different route, stay away from a motherfucker.
Right, exactly.
And you know what? Not to get off the subject, but I'm kind of hurt. Nobody called in and gave us a shout out. Nobody wants them tickets. So
nobody
too bad for y'all. It's going to be a great show.
Right. That's all right. That's all right. You know, but we gonna keep it pushing. And this and the other big shout out to my man Jeremy J. We gonna keep this pushing. It's going down September 13th. You know what I'm saying? And of course, my man is gonna be on the damn stage. My man Papa Dad is gonna be on the stage representing to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? Hosted by yours truly. Big shout out to my girl Shorty B. She's out there repping. She says she's hearing us all the way out there in Albany, New York. You know what I'm saying? We got my girl, Renee, who's out there representing for us and everything. She's hearing us all the way in Lubbock, Texas. All right? So we definitely got Texas in the building. And, of course, big shout-out to my girl. You know what I'm saying? She's always logging in and logging on and checking us out and everything like that. My girl, Big Deb, you know what I'm saying? Deb doing it. She's Deb got it going on. Davis Payton, you know what I'm saying? She's got us locked in, you know what I'm saying, out there in San Leandro, California, from San Francisco, via San Francisco, you know what I'm saying? But it's all right, though, Papa Dad. We're going to keep pushing these tickets, man. We're going to give away these tickets. You
okay.
Know what I'm saying? It's always next week. We got until September 13th. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? So it's going down, man. So my thing is this, man. You got any final words, any final shout-outs, man, before we get up out of here?
You know, just a shout out to my brother, rest in peace. Shout out to you and your family, and good looking for helping local artists be heard.
Yeah, without a doubt, man, without a doubt. Yeah, that's what I think that's probably what I'm put here to do. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, man, ain't no telling what God got planned for you. You just got to follow that plan and follow and stay focused and try and walk that path, walk it the best way you can. Because tomorrow is promised to nobody.
I also want to give a shout out to Rick Ross,
you know?
Too.
Yeah, big shout out.
Rick Ross
big shout
looking
out
up
to Rick Ross.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be doing some things with Uncle Rick and everything, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to get him out here and everything like that. I think really I'm gonna focus on getting Rick Ross out here for this Stop the Violence show that we about to do in lieu of Trayvon Martin. So you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So big shout out to everybody. Everybody please forgive me for spelling his name wrong earlier and everything, but I just wanted to do a show that can show people that artists do have an opinion also. We are affected about what goes on in the world. You think we just run around here and do rap music and smoke weed and shit like that and drink and all that and talk crazy to one another, but we don't. We do have a sense of what's going on in our communities. I just say that a lot more artists need to get involved in their communities. Don't talk about it. Be about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man,
everything
hey, man,
like
hey,
that, you know? Yeah.
It was a time, I don't know if you can remember, it was a time, man, where you can see Pauly Mack, Johnny Boy, Black Rag, you, Yaya. I mean, I remember coming out to the clubs and coming out to the studios when you saw all these people, Crunchy Black, all of us in one room, all of us recording and talking and having fun together. I've been in Vegas 14 years, and I've been around Pauly Mac and all these cats, and I kind of miss the days where we was all together doing shows together, the Columbine shows and the Thomas Mack tours and all that stuff. I miss that, and you people out there just don't know how much we can do if we work together. You know, H-Town in Houston, you know, rest in peace to DJ Screw, he put so many people together to where it got put on the map big time. You know what I'm saying? Bun B, right. He rapped with everybody. So if Vegas could do it the way H-Town did it, then we can really get some stuff moving because it's a lot of talent out here, but the attitude is fucking us up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I agree with you 100%. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's something that we're going to all have to try and work on. That's something that we're all going to need to come together. So this is why I declare a day in September that we're all going to get together. And I'm going to get together with my man, Papa Dad, and we're going to put together the first annual Stop the Violence Showcase, which will be showcasing a lot of our local artists. You know, of course, our main attraction will be Papa Dad because he has been putting in a lot of work out here and, you know, making sure that a lot of this violence that we hear about what's going on in Las Vegas comes to us. You know, comes to a halt. So like I said, everybody, y'all stay tuned for that. You know what I mean? Papa Dad, I'm going to let you go, man. I'm going to hit you up when I get up out of here, y'all. I appreciate y'all tuning in. We have come to another show. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody for logging on and being about it and this, that, and the other, and calling in. Big shout-out to my man, Big Reese. Big shout-out to my man, Reality J. Big shout-out to my man, Khalil Brown. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else that was logged on, you know what I'm saying? Everybody from Albany, New York. Everybody from California, everybody from the East Coast, the West Coast, and everybody in between. You can be a Trayvon Martin. You can be Trayvon. That could have been your kid or your son. Just take a minute and think about it. Start getting involved in your community. Start getting involved with your children. Start finding out what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? And be true to what you do. You know what I'm saying? Because when it all boils down to it, ain't nobody bad like me, boy. You already know, y'all. I'm your boy, Fat Man. We about to get the hell up out of here. I will see y'all next Saturday. I will talk to y'all next Saturday because you can't see me, but we're getting ready to get the webcam and everything started. You know what I'm saying? But I will talk to y'all next Saturday. Here's my man, A-Rab Shorty and Money Mastered right here on Unsigned Hype Radio, y'all. I'll see y'all next week. Peace!
Hustlin' shit ain't for everybody, man. All y'all niggas with that weight. You know these niggas ain't built for that shit. Don't say that even shit.
Money, finesse the shit that I grind. Gonna finish the shit that I hold. I know the fears they wanna find me. Tell them set the hope, I know. Finesse the shit that I grind. Gonna finish the shit that I hold. Know your dogs wanna stop me. Tell them meet the Calico.
Pimp, bustling with it. Six-figure niggas trying to move a couple digits. Keep my ears to the street, but mind my own business. Nosy motherfucker, the reason that my windows stand. Money make the world move, so you want a million.